Well, as I mentioned, Queensland have assisted dying laws, but in New South Wales, they still seem to be navigating the minefield of religious ideology and holy rollers. In fact, the voluntary euthanasia laws have been sidetracked by the holy rollers and sent off to a committee. Shane Higson from Dying with Dignity, political insiders have slammed this as a stalling tactic. Is it too cynical to suggest that?
No, definitely not. That's exactly what we think it is, a tactic to delay what we believe should be inevitable, and that is the passing of voluntary assisted dying laws. Now that every other state in Australia has these laws, and it was looking like we could achieve a vote by the end of the year, but as you mentioned, it has now been sent to an upper house committee for an inquiry, which will definitely mean that it'll drag into next year.
Many have observed that the New South Wales laws are among the most carefully drafted in the country. So do they need the scrutiny of yet another parliamentary committee?
Well, I don't think they do, Bill, really. I mean, the Victorian law had a very thorough inquiry. So did WA. Then there's been inquiries in Queensland, South Australia, and in Tasmania, the Premier decided to send it for a review to UTAS, the University of Tasmania. The Queensland Law Reform Commission also looked at the Queensland legislation. So the bill that Alex Greenwich has drafted is based on those other laws. So we believe they will find the same things. There's no reason to think that there would be anything new to come out of this inquiry at all.
So when can the people in New South Wales expect the laws to come back to the Parliament for a vote?
The good news is that the inquiry is already underway. So they've opened up submissions. They'll be taking submissions from the public and from key stakeholder organisations on both sides. And that they'll be doing public hearings in December, I believe. So that report from that inquiry, it has to be delivered to the Parliament on the first sitting day next year, which will be early February. And after that, that's when the upper house, if the lower house has already passed the bill, well, then it will go straight into an upper house debate. But if the lower house hasn't completed their debate, then in February, we'll have to finish the lower house debate and then move on to the upper house debate. So there's still quite a few months to go yet.
I'm talking with Shane Higson from Dying with Dignity. Shane, both the New South Wales Premier and the opposition leader are devoutly religious and against assisted dying. Without their authority, does that make it harder to get these laws up?
I think so, definitely. I mean, as you said, they have promised a conscience vote, but the actions or the activities in Parliament last week, I think, indicate that there are people on both sides, Labor and Liberal, the Conservative religious members of Parliament, who are doing all they can to delay and disrupt this debate, which the community has been asking for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Alex announced that he would be drafting a bill nearly 12 months ago. So there's been plenty of time to know that this was coming. He released a draft bill when he said he would. He's been consulting key stakeholders and tweaking the legislation so that it really will be excellent legislation. So I think, you know, everybody is going to be watching both Dominic Perrottet and Chris Minns, and I'm not sure what we'll do if that gets delayed again. But I can tell you, I don't think there'll be, you know, people in New South Wales will not be happy, particularly those who want this choice, which is the majority.
Shane, if there's one thing I've learned in life, it's that people don't like being told what to do by religious types. So do we risk seeing euthanasia tourism to other states if New South Wales doesn't get assisted dying laws?
I think we do risk that, but the trouble is, you know, when someone is at the end stage of a terminal illness, to pack up and have to move to another state, and then you have to be resident there for 12 months. Yeah. So I certainly haven't heard of any examples, but there are some very distressed people now. I know them, of course, because the media asked Dying with Dignity, you know, do you have case studies that we can use in our stories? And when the delay happened last week, there were some very distressed people out out there who were really hoping that that New South Wales was getting closer. We had Alex and Greg Piper and the other, you know, there were 28 co-sponsors of this bill, so there is support in the parliament. You know, everyone had the expectation that we might be able to get this done by Christmas. Now we're seeing these games being played and delays, which only creates more suffering for the people who, you know, are desperately ill.
Shane Hickson, I've been part of this movement for 40 years. And it's such a struggle, but compassion demands we keep going. God bless you. I'm really sure this is the right thing to do. God bless you and keep the fight going. God.
I will, Bill. And thank you for all your support in this over 40 years. That's four times as many years as me. And I'm exhausted. So I think you must be really waiting for this to, you know, come off as well.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Shane.